I should have known better than to come back here. But come to think of it, nobody's even home. See the writing on the wall is your name. No, I really should have known better than to walk back up these steps. Set foot in this door again. The floor still creaks beneath me. These dark memories that greet me. And I don't wanna wake the demons. Not today. And the heat is rising. Everything inside screaming, turn around now. Just run and hide. But I've been doing that for my whole life. Yes, now or never. Said it's now or never. But this is the place where my hope got buried alive. I can hear it calling, but I don't know if I have the wherewithal to go back down those bitter cold corridors. And from the basement floor I feel flames. And the heat is rising. Everything inside screaming, turn around now, run and hide. But I've been doing that for my whole life, yes, now or never. Said it's now or never. I can see it now. In this room, in my heart, where I swore I'd never go, it's beating now. In the hands of my greatest mistake or my darkest secret. Saying goodbye to you was like tearing my heart in two. But I gotta close the door. Goodbye, goodbye, gotta close the door. Goodbye, I'm moving on, gotta close the door. Goodbye, goodbye, gotta close the door. And I gotta go. Sorry that I have to leave you here. Gotta close the door. I'm no good when I'm around. Oh, I gotta close the door. Oh, gotta close the door. I gotta close the door. Close the
Yeah. Today's a different type of episode on Press Podcast. I'm Mike Bell, I'm your host. Thanks so much for joining me today, for those who faithfully listen to the show. But today's a different type of episode, man. And what's really on my heart today are those people who have some doors to close. And I know for a lot of us, I mean, that fits our description, man. A lot of us have doors that we need to close. But there are some of us out here, there's some of you out there listening that have burdens so heavy that all of this stuff that I talk about, you know, success and about going to the next level and about giving 100, it seems so hard to you because you've been hurt, you've been abused. You fail to the point where you think that there's no getting back up for you. And my assignment today is to let you know that God has your situation in the palm of his hands. My job today is to let you know that no matter how far you've fallen or no matter how low you sank, that God's arm is not too short that he can't reach you. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. All you've got to do is make a decision. From this day forward, that I'm gonna no longer be bound by what happened to me. I'm no longer gonna be defined by that one moment in my life. From this day forward, I make a decision to be the best me that I can be. Regardless of what they said about me, regardless of what they said I can't do, regardless of how hard life has beat me down, no matter how many obstacles I have to overcome, I am determined to become the best me that is possible. I'm determined to have all that God has for me. There's some past hurts that I gotta let go before I can get to the next level. Before I can talk about making progress, there's some shackles I gotta shake loose. And I refuse to be bound any longer. I don't know who I might be talking to today. I'm kind of venturing off from the normal, man, from what I normally do. But I want to encourage somebody who's listening, who doesn't feel like they deserve to succeed. I want to let you know that God has so much in store for you. I want to let you know that your life is worth so much in the eyes of God. I want to let you know that there's nothing that you can't do. There's no feat that's impossible for you. You were created in His image. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. God didn't spare any expense when He created you. Just look at your fingerprints. There's no one else that has those marks. There's none identical to you. The gifts that you have, the abilities that you have, there's no one else like you. When He made you, He broke the mold. And I want to let you know that no matter what door is still lingering in your life, no matter what hurt or pain is still lingering in your life, that you have the power to close it. I don't know what it may be. Maybe it's fear. Maybe you're afraid of failure. Maybe you're afraid that if you did try to do something, maybe you're afraid that you don't have what it takes. Maybe you've been told by someone who you love that you would never amount to anything. I don't know. But whatever that door is in your life, I'm challenging you today to find enough courage, to find enough strength, to find enough of whatever it takes to walk up and close it. You know, that door that He talked about in the song, that door in my heart where I swore I would never go, that place that I've locked away from everyone, that place that I hide from the public when I go outside of my doors, that place that I cover up and dress up so well, but it's hurt. I challenge you today to close it for good. I don't know who I may be talking to. I don't know where you are. All I know is I feel the urge to tell somebody to close the door, man. It's been open too long. You've had that issue for too long. And it's not because it's so powerful. It's not that it has any strength or power over you. It's because you've allowed that situation. You thought that you were powerless, but today you find out that you're powerful. Beyond your imagination, beyond your wildest dreams, God has empowered you. If you're a believer in Him, if you trust in Him, He has empowered you to walk away from those feelings of hurt, to walk away from whatever it is that would hinder you from going forward in Him. See, we serve a God who opens doors that no man can close, and He closes doors that no man can open. So the prayer for you today is that you would know the truth, and the truth would make you free. And in your freedom, you would be free to be all that God is calling you to be. Free to fully serve Him. Free to fully worship Him. Free to fully pursue the God-given dreams that He's put in your heart. But today is not about the dream. Today is all about the person that has the dream. See, I don't know about you, but I believe in good and evil. I believe in God, and if I believe in God, then therefore that must mean that I believe in the devil. If you believe in God, you have to believe in the devil, and I believe that the devil would have you hindered from what God has placed in your heart. And one way He does that is by presenting life-altering obstacles that keep us bound in our minds. See, the battle is not physical. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but the battle goes on in our minds and in our hearts. As a man thinketh and believe in his heart, so is he. Which goes back to what I always say about head, heart, feet. So today, please, search your heart for those open doors. And if there is an open door, ask God for the strength to close it. It might be a door that you enjoy having open. It may be a door of pleasure for you. It may be a door of addiction. It may be a door of sin and shame. It may be a door that you're afraid to close because you feel like you wouldn't know how to live if you closed it. But I'm telling you today that that door is hindering you from getting where you want to be. And if you ever want to get from the place that you are right now to the place that God wants you to go, that door has to be closed. So take a moment after you finish listening to this. Search your heart and ask God what doors need to be closed. I'm Mike Bell, and I thank you so much for joining me again for another episode of Press Podcast. I pray that you will send this out to anyone who you know that has doors that need to be closed in their life. Anybody you know who's not achieving what they want to achieve, not achieving what you know that God would have them to achieve, I challenge you to send this to them. Send this link. Also, if that was you, and if today you recognize some doors, leave me some messages on iTunes. Send me some emails at presspodcast15@gmail.com and just simply state what the door was. Yeah. Simply state what the door was. One word. And I'll pray for you on that. And together, we're going to press to the next level. Again, I'm Mike Bell. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys next week on Press Podcast.